The numbers told the story. They always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Good Friday morning to you. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network. VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM channel 189. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin.
Good morning.
What up?
Not a mucho, man.
We get in studio and we see already a spread in question. The WNBA on hiatus.
That's right.
For the FIBA Women's World Cup Group D game between the United States of America and China. The U.S. wins it by 33, 94 to 61. How about that? The spread was 33.5.
Yeah.
China's, they call her the female, was that her at the line at the end? The female Yao Ming?
Yeah, I don't know if they call her that, but that's what
Zhang Zhu.
Us and the Zhang crew Zhu. Quickly started calling her this morning.
7'3" tall.
Cool. That's what she's listed at?
She is.
She looked very tall out there.
7'3". She stepped to the line, China down 35 with just over 1 second left. She hits them both, and if you had China plus the points, you're a winner.
Oh, man.
Let me see if I can fit. There's two things. Well, first of all, spread 33.5. Let me see if I can fit two betting cliches in one sentence. First of all, the spread was 33.5. How do they know? Right, that's the first one. And the other
Vegas,
one is.
Vegas, man, Vegas.
How do they know? And the other one is clearly she had money on the game. That's the other one. We win by 33. Sorry you didn't get the money, though, if you laid the points.
I'll add another one. Always get the best of the number.
That's right.
I don't really know if 33s or 32.5s were available, but always get the best of the number.
Oh, man.
Poor Chris Foster losing by the hook on a 33
Did he really?
Spread. Oh, yeah. But don't worry. He covered the first half. He covered the first half. USA covers there.
On the show today, Paul Carr will join us, Premier League 3-pack. Is he gonna do this thing where he fades Hull City every week?
I hope so.
He's 0-2 in that department. Christopher Felica, the Bear, college football and more from Fox Sports. Are we sure? Estamos seguros? A little later on the show, Kelly's got some questions to ask. Are we sure about? And a little country club and U.S. Open, futures, has some tennis bets coming up here momentarily. And of course, it's Friday. You know what that means. Fezzik Fridays. The only back-to-back winner of the Hilton Super Contest, Steve Fezzik, who I have been accused of multiple times in the last couple of weeks of being too hard on. Listen, I spar with the dude. He says some things that are just outlandish.
I mean, yeah.
Gotta give it to him.
Does he deserve most of it? Yeah, probably.
Of course he does.
We've beat up Stevie a fair amount the past few weeks.
Absolutely. By we, you mean me. I relish it. He has lots to talk about, though, later on the show. Sometimes he runs into him. Mm-hmm. Good points.
Oh, yes, he does. He absolutely does. Oh, boy, I spot a Gil tennis bet. I didn't see these this morning. I see one I am auto-tailing you on.
Kelly's great at cherry-picking. Yesterday, 1-1, two dogs. Again, a little small, little tick. The disaster day was 2 days ago. That was not fun. Today, two more dogs, one on the men's side, one on the ladies' side at the U.S. Open, which we go into the third round today of the U.S. Open. Third round today. Third round tomorrow. Round of 16 starts on Sunday. Third round today on the men's side. Alexander Bublik plus 148 versus the American Tommy Paul. Bublik and Paul had a great match here last year, which Bublik won. Bublik's not having quite the same year he had last year, but I've got Bublik on the number at plus 148 against Tommy Paul. And then on the ladies' side, Taylor Townsend. Let's go. Plus 144 versus Deanna Schneider. So Bublik and Townsend, your two tennis plays of the day. Sasha Zverev, the men's number one seed, in quotes. Really, it should be Carlitos. But Sasha Zverev with a second straight five-setter deep into the night.
Yeah.
Against Quintin Alice last night. He is logging too much time on the tennis courts. That is not a portent of good things to come for Sasha.
Yeah, that was caught that. Taylor Townsend, this big a price?
Come on.
I'm in.
Come on. Have some respect.
Absolutely.
Have some respect for Taylor. Oh, that's the one you're doing? Oh,
yeah.
I would have predicted you go the other way. Okay.
Really? Yeah.
Well, but you're good at cherry picking.
Oh, yeah.
Bublik and Townsend, your tennis plays of the day. Blue Jays, our Blue Jays play looking pretty good. 2-1 here in the very early going of September.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a short month. Remember, we're just 3 weeks and change now left. Most games played by any team in the whole month is 25. Blue Jays had 24. Blue Jays, after losing the first day, win their next two against the Guardians. One of those was a Dylan Cease game, and remember that part of the, or a big part of the handicap on the Blue Jays was that it timed out beautifully for Cease, and a bet on the Blue Jays at plus 2325, because Cease's first start in the month was on September 2nd, so we're going to get five starts out of him. One down, looking good. Blue Jays right now in terms of the, and I have the Blue Jays at, Blue Jays, by the way, are 2-1, should read on the screen there.
My bad.
Kelly Bidley. You got one job, Kelly.
Yeah.
Transcription. Blue Jays are 2-1, but they are in fourth place based on the circuit tiebreakers, which is where we have the Blue Jays, or where I have them. They would win the 2-1 tiebreaker. So right now in fourth place behind the Yankees. Oh, just went off the screen.
Right. Yankees, so, Reds, and Rockies.
Thank you. Yankees, Reds, and Rockies. Later, we will look at, you were very anxious to do this category later. Last undefeated in the month of September, and by the time the night was over, we only were left with three undefeateds after yet last night.
It looked a lot cooler yesterday when there were six still remaining. I figured that we wouldn't have the full six that I was seeing yesterday, but man, chop down to three. But then there's some of these teams run into each other, so it's actually kind of interesting. Still wanted to talk about it.
We'll look at their next six games on the schedule, because only three teams, Yankees, Reds, Rockies. We'll see what the prices are a little later on in the show. College football, week zero was kind of a dud to me, and I'm not buying into the people who are like, oh, North Carolina looked good. No, they didn't. TCU just was inaccurate quarterbacking.
Absolutely, like, overall dud, because I know where you're going here. You and I had dinner last night, and then I was locked in when I got home.
It was a phenomenal night in college football. But first of all, if you had the Buffaloes, which a lot of VSiN hosts did, Colorado Buffaloes, they score.
So Femi was on them, yep.
They score late to go ahead of Georgia Tech. Then Georgia Tech has a field goal opportunity to win it. Block. Colorado wins it outright. A lot of folks had Colorado plus the points.
Awesome play by Colorado. The old out and then up. Perfect pass. Great catch. Great touchdown. And then it's, oh, man, if you're on the Georgia Tech side, just the guy, like we
quick,
have the
quick matriculation.
Quick matriculation. You have the graphic overlay of the field goal distance one. I know someone grabbed him by the shoelaces and got tripped. It looked like on TV that he hit that green line and just went toppling over. Like he was one little arm tackle away from housing that, and you would have covered if he were on the other side. Tough week one beginning.
If you had,
great,
yeah. Yeah, of course, the biggest thing last night, though, was Rutgers going down to UMass. And by going down, I mean losing to UMass. And they do so as a massive favorite in this ballgame. UMass, snapping a 16-game losing streak, scored its biggest upset in school history. They blast Rutgers. It was not competitive, 37-21 in the season opener. That was in Piscataway, by the way. Minutemen were 29.5-point dogs. But completely overpowered Big Ten school in every phase. It marked just the program's second win against the current Power Four program, first coming against BYU in 2018. But BYU at that time was independent. UMass was just a 4-point dog back then. The last time UMass actually beat a true major conference team, 1978 against Boston College.
That's crazy.
So you take your 29.5-point spread. Like, this comes down to part of the conversation I had with Wishnev earlier in the week, and then with Mike Reardon from Raz yesterday. Which is, did anybody know anything before the season starts with these spreads? Now, according to On the Banks, Rutgers also, right, for the privilege of getting a patsy, supposedly, in UMass, they paid UMass $1.55 million to come over and play them.
So
you get your money and the win.
Can we talk about that part for a sec? Because this is another one where it's UMass, like, okay, just like everybody else, switching out a bunch of players, right? Like, I don't know that I'm running to pay these cupcake schools that you think you're going to go get an easy week one win against when all these rosters turn over. It's a different team every year. Yeah. Like, they might look like a soft team 4 years out when you're making these contracts. Now,
it's a great point. It's an absolutely great point, Kelly. And you might be wondering, the 29.5-point spread, where does that 29.5-point spread winning outright, where does that rank in the annals of college football history? Well, it's not even a top tenner. The top three, by the way, of all time, I can remember one and two. I have no recollection of three. Number one, of course, when VSiN first started, I'm not sure if this might have been right when you got there, Kelly. It was late. It was obviously the fall of 2017. Remember, UNLV was a 45.5-point favorite against Howard. And I remember all the UNLV fans clutching their pearls. I was going crazy for Howard. Howard won it 43-40. Kalen Newton was your Bison quarterback that day. That's the biggest upset out right now in college football history. Number two is very memorable. Jim Harbaugh in his first year at Stanford. Tavita Pritchard, now the Stanford head coach, was the quarterback. They broke USC's 35-game winning home streak, home winning streak.
Okay, remember that one.
It was a 40.5-point spread in that game, and Stanford won it 24-23. That was in 2007.
Yep.
Those are two very memorable ones. Number three, I don't remember at all. Syracuse beat Louisville as a 37-point dog, also in 2007, 38-35. I don't remember that one as much.
Me neither.
And then you're sort of thinking, what were some of the what last year? Remember Vandy? Some people might be like, what was Vandy last year when they beat Alabama? They were only a 23.5-point dog.
Okay.
Vandy beat Bama 40-35 last year. Because remember, Vandy was previously 0-60 against top five opponents when they won that. But really, you take all of those games, and if you think what's the most significant upset in college football history, most people would still say App State beating.
I was waiting
Appalachian,
for you to get there.
Appalachian yeah. State beating Michigan. They were that's the ninth biggest upset, outright upset in the history of college football. It was a 33-point spread in favor of the Wolverines. App State won at 34-32, remember, punctuated by the legendary blocked field goal. But again, the first time an FCS team defeated a ranked FBS opponent. So that's probably still cream of the crop and the crop of the cream. Coming back.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on a numbers game, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. It's Gil Alexander, Steve Fezzik here as well. Don't forget, football is back. VSiN Pro gives you everything you need to bet smarter this season. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today. Get instant access to our updated NFL betting guide featuring post-preseason updates, week one betting systems, contest strategies, and fresh best bets from VSiN's experts. You'll also receive our college football betting guide with previews of all 138 FBS teams, power ratings, proven betting systems, and best bets from VSiN's sharpest minds. Your VSiN Pro subscription also includes daily best bets, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop tools, 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app. Get started for just $9.99 or save 50% with the VSiN Pro annual subscription. Sign up now at VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Skill Alexander, that's Steve Fezzik right there. Do you want to bring up what you just brought up?
No, but I'm watching the women's tennis. This gal looks very upset. I wish I knew who she was. I can't even recognize who the women are.
That is the adorable Jasmine Paolini. She's a munchkin.
Paolini feels like she has just been wronged. Because she's very upset about something.
Well, she's just upset at herself. She's lost the first set 6-3. It's now 3-3. She's trying to get back in this match.
The little racket mismanagement there. She's throwing the racket. Looks like Todd Wishnev when things are going poorly for him.
Honestly, she's playing a better player right now in Sarana Kirstea.
Well, there's that.
There is that. All right, you want to give your college football plays out now, sir?
Yeah, let's do it. So tonight we are going to go San Jose State, Eastern Michigan, under 56. I'm actually going to give you a handicap on this one.
Okay.
I really like the under. Well, whenever there's a competitively priced teams, so the lines pick or close to it, I always look towards under early in the year because I feel like both teams are like, let's not make the big mistake. There's a sparring early on process. I watch both these games. So Eastern Michigan was clobbering Sac State. And then what's this? They threw a stupid pick six at the end of the first half to prevent them from just boat racing them. And I think they'll be more careful, Eastern Michigan will, with the ball. San Jose State, I was very impressed with their defense against USC. USC moved the ball well, but it was all like four little yard dink passes, and then the athleticism of the USC receivers broke a couple tackles, and they got 11 yards on the 3-yard dink pass. But I'm sure Eastern Michigan doesn't have receivers like that, so 56 is such a high total. We're going to go under 56. And now a theme for the next three plays, neutral site games. Historically, and it makes some sense, when both teams are in an unfamiliar venue, they're playing in a new venue, just playing under has been very profitable.
Is that true? You run the numbers on it?
Yeah, Scott Seidenberg did.
Okay.
So it's like 58% over like the last 5 years. I don't have the exact number. So we're on Baylor, Auburn, under 60.5. That's in the Mercedes-Benz. She's got the Mercedes-Benz. under. We got Wisconsin Notre Dame under 46.5 in Lambeau. And Louisville, Ole Miss, that's in Nashville. I don't know why. We're going to go under 55.5.
Okay. All right, let me pop in some tweets here real quick. Paul at Don Gaucho 4, I'm in a square survivor pool, $20 entry, max 3 entries, and say there are 400 entries. Is it positive, is it plus EV to use one of my 3 entries on the Cardinals, assuming half the pool is on the Chargers?
No. But it could be if it was like 70%. It's complicated. You got to run the numbers. I'll go back. I was listening to this guy named Gil Alexander, and he said the North Star of Survivor is basically not to play the biggest favorite, but to play close to the biggest favorite. And the more I think about this, the more I think that is Polaris indeed. Yeah. The North Star shining at in Las Vegas at the 36th parallel or whatever we're at, because people will overplay the Chargers. So that's a good thought. Okay, if people are overplaying the Chargers, let me maybe look away from that, and maybe I pivot to Jacksonville or Detroit, probably Jacksonville. But I would say if you chart a path that you're playing one of the top 3 favorites, but not the biggest favorite, the first 6 weeks of a contest, it may not be optimal, but it probably won't be far off, and it certainly will have a plus EV versus the craziness other people are going to play, where you know there's going to be people playing like Tennessee and the Jets week one. And, yeah. And like, you know, the bottom line is if everyone else takes the Chargers, they're 81% to advance. If you're taking a pick'em game, you're 50% to advance. That's 30% you got to overcome against all the other people the rest of the year. It's going to be very hard to overcome a 31% deficit. But I get it. If over 2/3 of the people took the Chargers, then you could have merit playing some of these weird paths, but they won't. People are too cool for school. They're going to be taking Raiders. They're going to be taking Bengals. They're going to be doing all kinds of crazy stuff.
All right. This is one of my favorite Stevie-isms. Why you're going to lose listening to the mainstream media.
Oh, my God.
Glasses off.
I have never heard the last 2 weeks has been nonstop. Oh, any player props you like. And one after another, it's like, oh, I think Matthew Stafford's going to have another great year. We're going to go over 3,800. And just like a lot of love for the Arizona running back. He's banged up, but I mean, look how good he looked in preseason week one. You know, 775, that's a really low number for a primary back. Just again and again, people are advocating overs. And it's like a terrible EV because of the injury risk. And historically, you've hit over 60% playing unders on skill position players. It's not going to be 60% going forward. It's probably only going to be 55%. But you want to avoid overs completely for season-long bets. And yet everybody is reaching in, and they're all, I would say 80% of the recommendations are overs. Teasers all the time. Oh, that's really good team. People all the time. Oh, look at what's this? Green Bay, Minnesota.
This one never gets mentioned.
Green Bay plus. Oh, I love that Green Bay teaser up to plus 7.5. Not a mention that, like, over the past 10 years, what has happened to teaser odds in this town?
Oh, it's insane how they've just skyrocketed. Price.
They've gone from even money at one point to minus 110 to minus 120, which
kind of stopped there for a little bit.
That's right at the point where it's like break even to play a Wong teaser. Wong teaser is you're teasing 6-point NFL through the 3 and through the 7. Once they went to minus 130, God
Ball
couldn't
game.
Win.
Ball game.
You know?
Yeah.
Because think about it, when you're playing a 6-point minus 110 teaser, that's like each leg. Each individual leg is minus 260. I'm rounding here. Don't kill me on the internet. If you're playing minus 120, each leg, it's like playing minus 280. But when you go to minus 300, when you go to minus 130 on the two-team teaser, that's like laying minus 300 on each leg. You're not going to win laying minus 300 with the extra 6 points. So unless you have, and there's PPHs, pay-per-head books, that have, you know, the minus 120 and even minus 110 pricing, that's great. Play them there. But you can't just say tease something without a disclosure. FanDuel and DraftKings, they're charging like minus 135. You're not going to win.
Back to Survivor for a second, because I just reminded of Jason Lisk was in here last week from Bet Labs. He's a big proponent of using some of your entries on the Raiders this week. Do you like that idea?
Only because obviously the Raiders you're not going to want to use all year long. All right, so you got to use 20 teams, and the Raiders are kind of one of those cusp teams.
Yes, they are.
Maybe they're the 23rd best team. I don't think it's optimal, However, if more than 50% took the Chargers, that's probably a good way to get at anti-Chargers, and you're never going to use the Raiders again. So I'm fine with it. All this stuff is like you have an entry that you put it in for $1,000. I think if you select the Chargers, your entry will be worth $1,020. If you take the Raiders, I think it'll be worth approximately $1,000. It's too close to call. It's so close, it doesn't really matter.
I'm curious about this because you said this was your seventh contest you just won at the Palm. Seven, this man has won. He's also, by the way, finished very high. I remember, what was the year you were like 26 in Circa? People were like, you suck.
I was in third place on Thanksgiving in Circa Millions.
Right.
This was 3 years ago. And this is the Greg Jones year where I was like when Greg won the Survivor and I a piece of him. So I wound up, you know, we got there to the finish line. Greg did. And I was aboard for the ride for like 20% of or whatever it was, 23%. And I finished 21st in Millions. There's 5,000 people, and people are like, Fez sucks at this.
You've lost.
He was
step.
In third place. I was like literally like 53% over the last 6 weeks. I mean, it's hard to beat 5,000 people.
Time has passed him by. No, here's my question, though, that I want to ask you. So you've been in, I mean, at this point, you might even say hundreds, plural, of contests. Maybe?
It's a great question because people say, well, he's played tens of thousands of contests, and they're just, it's not like poker tournaments.
No.
I play the Westgate. I try to play Last Man Standing, but I forgot to put in my picks
one
year.
That's what happened to me. That's what
happened. And I play Circa.
So you just answered my question because that was going to be my question. Have you ever missed a deadline? And for me, it was stations. You did
same
the same
thing.
I didn't know you did the same.
Because the $25 entry times four. And you get one free entry.
One free.
So basically, I took $100 and I set it on fire. Really, probably $115 in EV. And
yeah.
Well, it's really $200 in EV, but because people are, you know, that's a really weak field. I'm a huge proponent, though. It's a great contest. If there's one contest to enter,
it really is a good one. Yeah.
And you do college and pro. I'm not a big believer in diversification early in that. Just shove with your best play because you got to go over there. And you can't put your plays in on the app. How much is your time worth? How much is gas worth?
Totally.
As an example, I'm just driving into the strip. What's this? Flat tire. Fum, 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 fum.
Oh,
fum,
you had
fum,
a flat tire yesterday.
I used to have a friend, Steve Wagner. We'd play Coup de Gras or whatever, that friend, the Millboard, the card game. And whenever, and he'd love to take the flat tire. He'd go, you got a flat tire. Fum, flat, 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 flat.
What's happening?
Couferet, I said. I've got the impenetrable one.
We'll get back to the flat tire after the break. but with Millions and Survivor, though, do you one alarm, two alarms, three alarms? What do you do?
Max, I'm going to do the 10 for the Millions.
No. But your alarm, you set an alarm so you get the...
You got to have two alarms.
Got to have two.
2 hours before, 1 hour
All right.
Before.
More Fez. We'll talk about the flat tire. He's got a lot more to talk about.
Couferet and Millboard.
I don't know what's happening. Steve Fezzik right here on A Numbers Game. Coming back.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Don't forget about the sharp plays, unmatched transparency with records updated daily, AI betting analysis, real-time global betting info, and alerts directly from the pros. Scan the QR code on your screen for more at sharpplays.com. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin, we get tweets, beating the book, Larry Fresh. Oh, he's playing on the no guy. He's a Daryl Strawberry is doing coke. We make jokes about him. Michael Irving is doing coke. We make jokes about him. Nick Kyrgios is doing coke. We obviously make jokes about him.
No.
I gotta let you do it every time. Shooter McGalen. I was too young for Pitt over West Virginia. The ones I remember, college football upsets. I think Baker
Shooter.
Mayfield lost to Iowa State, laying 31.5. I think you're right about that. And I remember a top five Wisconsin team, he says, losing to Illinois. Torch D, the one who put the satin in your panties. Says pre-flop Colorado Moneyline plus 220 yesterday. There's 40 seconds left in the game. Georgia Tech getting the ball back down 14-13. I said, screw it. Took all my potential profits minus $20 and put it on Georgia Tech plus 440. My net position on no vig at this point was Georgia Tech minus 534.2%. $0 to win $900. Wow, that was crazy at the end there.
Great work.
Bottom partners.
I don't know. A little
too much to
I don't
convey.
Know where we're going for.
Yeah.
Hey, great job. Great arbitraging.
Steve Cohen at the Steve Cohen 21. Mets owner, VSiN program director.
Who
I
knows?
Don't know. Says, coming into town to put in my Circus Survivor entries, do I get one additional entry or go to Ito for dinner? Oh, great call.
Oh, man.
What do? You get one extra Survivor entry to go to Ito for dinner. I would say go to Ito for dinner.
I didn't want to answer this question. Go to Ito for dinner.
Yep. telling you.
But see, make sure they set you up in the poodle room afterward, too. Enjoy the poodle room.
Yeah, enjoy the poodle room.
That is, you know, there's a, that's a membership club. Do you remember how packed it was when we were in there?
Not very. Like
Thursday night at Fountain Blue.
Not very.
Fountain Blue Friday and Saturdays do very well. Pretty sure the other 5 days of the week, it's a bit of a struggle.
Mark Gupta, this is more of a question for you than for me. He says, hey, Gil, for your country club and segment, any early leans on the President's Cup? At Medina, where I'm a member, you unusually hot and humid early September here. USA heavy favorite. Maybe wait for matchups. What would you say, sir?
That's a great question. The problem is the how the question started. Early leans. The early bet was to take USA like 3 weeks ago. That number is just getting steeper. I think it's like -400 the last time I checked it, but that was even probably 4 or 5 days ago at this point. It would be USA or nothing. I think you're just waiting for matches. I'll speak for myself. I'm just waiting for matches at this point.
And finally, bet your boots off. Apropos the Jardiance interview, A&G should have a blind taste test with the bottled waters. I'm taking the under on all contestants. I don't get the under thing. If we're doing a blind taste test.
Except that is now the third tweet I remember getting about a blind taste test. Because
people don't believe I can discern the difference. Oh, I can if it's Fiji or Arrowhead to the bad.
You know what? Here's where I'll keep it real, Gil. I like to sit up here and make grand statements on what I believe about these bottled waters. Do I really believe I'd be able to identify each one in a blind taste test? I don't know. Probably not.
And I'm glad you brought up the Jardiance interview because we couldn't remember her name earlier. Diana Colon was the original Jardiance. And our director, Larry Meir, reminds us. He was like, do you guys remember how depressing that interview got? And I was like, no, kind of. And he says, she wrote the song and didn't get any payment for it. And then Jardiance has gone on to have like 75 billion commercials after her.
Because she was like a do everything to be famous person, right? She was a singer, actress, commercial actress. She had like a cooking show, I remember
She had a great attitude about it.
Awesome attitude.
But now you're trying to get the no guy. What are you setting the odds at for us getting him on the show?
What did I just tell you? I emailed him about 30 minutes ago. I'm going to say 2-1 he's booked by the end of the show. Give me +200.
Okay.
Maybe a little longer. It's a Friday, Labor Day Friday. You know what? I'm going to reset those odds. +350. Friday on Labor Day weekend, he might not be. If I'm going to say -200 by the time we're here on Monday, I have him booked for next week.
It's going to be as hard hitting as my Jay Cohen interview, I promise. I promise you.
No!
ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Are We Sure? Let's go.
You think you know what's going on in the sports betting world?
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Gil and Kelly tackle the hard-hitting questions on another exciting edition of Are We Sure?
Estamos seguros? All right. It's where Kelly has things on his mind. He's asked me, are we sure?
I just love the music at the end.
What's that little dance?
It's like the Dan dance. Danny dance.
When you dance, do you
No, this is like the Danny dance.
Oh,
remember
Danny Higgins.
Danny at Higgins at the bar.
Danny's still talking about you.
Oh, man, I am, man. Oh, and I got the call the other day. 2 days ago, I got the call.
From?
The Ben Wilson.
Oh.
For Kelly Bidlin's great realtor services. Remember, his house.
Ben needs a client.
That I've set up 2 VEASAN people to live in.
So he needs a new tenant. His guy.
He needs a new tenant.
Did he kick you back anything for it? Or
no, absolutely not. We even went out to dinner one time. He didn't buy dinner or anything.
Ben Wilson, who famously just walked in while Danny was a tenant because he's Ben Wilson. And Danny, a former police officer, might have had a gun that could have gotten ugly.
That could have gotten really ugly. Yeah. It actually scared me. When Danny first told me that story, that scared me.
You know, Ben's like, whoa, I'm so, what do you mean?
Nice kid.
Yeah.
Wisconsin family. Everybody's so nice.
I love you, Ben.
We love Ben. It was great catching up with him. Okay, Gil, are we sure?
Yes.
We will see former professional football players play college this season.
I just asked this of Chris Felica. I genuinely do not know. I am not sure. No. I'm not sure we will.
I cannot wait to see how this plays out over the next. When does LSU play? Is that tomorrow or is it Sunday?
Oh, that's right.
I get screwed up because of Labor Day weekend.
It's the last college football only weekend.
So the one, one of these guys, like Daquan Wright said after the hearing yesterday, like he's ready to go. Been working out with the team. He plans on playing. So we'll see what LSU and Lane Kiffin end up doing. I'm with Chris.
What about Dejon Love? Is he ready to go? Is that the Niners guy?
Yeah, I think he's ready to go, too. Yeah, I don't think anybody's playing him, though.
LSU game, by the way, is on Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are we sure CJ Carr should be the favorite to win the Heisman Trophy?
I'm not sure about that, that he should be the favorite. I mean, some might feel that way. But, he's not that big of a favorite either, right? Like, no. Arch Manning is right behind him. Plus, difference is $7 on, $7-1 on CJ Carr, plus $7.50 on Arch Manning. Darian Mentz of Miami, 11-1. Dante Moore of Oregon, 11-1. No, I'm not sure he should be the favorite.
My mind is never going to be able to get used to this college football thing with, like, just the Dante Moore example. And the fact that we don't talk about it more, that this guy could have been, like, the second overall draft pick, and he's like, nah, I'm going to go back to Oregon.
Go back to school.
Remember, we were arguing for 2 months.
Well, I mean, if you're...
About him or Mendoza going one. Like, we didn't know.
But can I... If you're a college football big-time quarterback, and they're giving you... At this point, you're making millions of dollars. Let's be honest. You're making a couple mil, let's say, conservatively. I don't know how much they're
right,
making.
Right, yeah.
But we don't know exactly, but let's say it's a couple mil. And it's still college campus with girls. Why rush it along?
I'm like, this is okay. So, like, I actually
I know injuries. I get it, but still.
No. I actually think you're thinking the more logical way. Yeah. I think Dante Moore probably was as well. I just can't, like, the whole goal of your life, right, was to make it to the NFL, and it's like it's right there.
It's a whole new world.
It's a whole new world. All right, are we sure? Miami, the University of Miami, should be -146. To win the ACC in a 17-team conference.
I don't appreciate your tone. You seem very angry about this.
Nobody's got a shot.
It's like you went to FSU or something.
50-1. I got more depressing.
I am sure that they should be -146. I apologize to you, but I am sure. Even if you broke it down by unit, they have the best offense in the ACC. Not only Mensa, of course, but Malachi Toney, the headliners. They got the best defense in the ACC. They lose Bain and Mesidor on the defensive line. You know what they do? We'll just replace them with these guys who are top shelf. All of their corners are back. They got the best defense. They got the best offense. They got the best defense. Yes, they should be -146. And there's nobody else in the conference that is, like, that awesome.
Darnell, leave this graphic up. Are we sure Florida State, after winning a game, should move from 35 to 50-1?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe I'm with you on that one.
Maybe we are.
All right, moving on. NBA now. Are we sure Kawhi Leonard will make the Raptors a real contender in the Eastern Conference?
Would define real.
They can make the Eastern Conference Finals.
If you had said semifinals, I would have said yes. Conference Finals? They're a contender to make the finals. I don't know that they're a lock to make the finals. Yeah, I guess the broad definition of contender, yes.
Yeah. I'm with you. Yeah. Cop out. Hey, whatever. Good answer.
Yeah. By the way, the point we didn't make about that whole Kawhi thing yesterday is the NBA really fixed Steve Ballmer in the sense that only the player can bring it to arbitration. And so when Kawhi quickly was like, I accept responsibility, sure, the $700,000 shirt, and then nothing else happened to him, it boxed out Steve Ballmer from having arbitration. He would have to go through the court system.
Yeah. Dude, it's incredible. I know I texted you this right away. I was listening to ESPN guys talk about Windhorse and stuff, and it was, or no, I'm sorry, I was listening to Pablo Torre finally. After it came out, Pablo Torre and the guys
taking his victory lap,
and like, no, like, was none of that. Right, they're just reacting to the story, and they said they're the first ones that I've heard say this. And it was do you remember what I texted you right away when it came down? I'm surprised it wasn't worse. Of just what the punishment for the Clippers and Steve Ballmer was. And I know it's historic. I'm surprised it wasn't worse. Probably didn't take a team away.
That was a proper, harsh punishment. More Are We Sure's on the other side?
Sure.
All right.
I am sure.
It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting Network.
Most people think sports betting is about picking winners. Nope. Ungambled, built on a different idea. Matched betting and arbitrage is a tool that teaches you how to use sportsbook bonuses and promotional offers to capture value whether or not your side covers. And Ungambled backs it up. If you don't turn a profit on your bankroll in 8 weeks, they refund your membership. To learn more, start with the free guide at ungambled.com/vsin. That's ungambled.com/vsin. And use promo code VSIN for 10% off. Bet sharp. Look square. Kind of Drew Tabor, CEO of Ungamble, to come on the show while you were gone, Kelly.
How was that?
It was all right.
Oh, cool. Well, go check him out. Ungamble.com.
I don't know. Drew wasn't here for a full review. Otherwise, I would give you the Drew Maxwell review. Let's see here on Twitter. Tronsky, hey, Gil. Are we sure that this whole snafu with LSU isn't being blown out of proportion with the number of athletes and lawsuits around the country? Couldn't the NCAA have made this a lot easier by granting a waiver to those students being left out of the new 5-5 rule? Tronsky, it's a great point. I mean, it's not outlandish because they're allowing this starting next year. So these kids do have a point, mm-hmm. right? It's like, hey, why are we being boxed out of this? I mean, that's the whole genesis of all of this.
Yep.
Maybe they are, Tronsky. Maybe they are.
But what's Tronsky's solution there? Just let him go?
Yeah.
Like, let's just let these kids play?
Yeah. Let them play.
Jared? No, it's. I think we are making a too big of a deal about it. This goes back to our NBA conversation yesterday, right? There is definitely a lot of these coaches, conferences, schools that are just upset that it's Lane Kiffin and LSU scooping up these bigger names quickly, right?
Yeah, probably some of that. Jared Still, here's my contribution to the bottled water conversation and entirely how I feel about Dasani. Oh, he said he's me being waterboarded. Gross, is this Dasani? we're thinking about, so next month, this coming Monday is the last meh Monday. I mean, no offense to the guests that we have on Monday. I shouldn't say it that way. But what I mean is it's the last pre-football Monday,
yes.
right? And it's Labor Day.
Half of you guys are going to be at home.
Half of you guys
cooking
are doing
out,
your stuff on
not
Monday.
Not listening, not caring about me or Gil at all.
That's right.
It offends me.
Yeah. See, he's already getting upset.
Yeah.
He's already
going to cry.
The tears are coming. So we were thinking about, I think you had a great point off air, which is we can't line up five waters at the same time and test it.
Yeah.
Because the palate becomes sort of, I don't know, uniform at that point.
But yeah, it's just going to taste like water.
But if we do one head-to-head each hour, that's the proper way to do it.
Okay, that's the plan.
Okay.
That's the plan on Monday.
All right, let's do it.
People, start at 7:15.
The great water test of a numbers game 2026.
Okay, Chris Foster is fired away. FIBA World Cup. He's going back after getting beat by the hook earlier this morning. Germany plus 7.5 taking on Spain. He's in. Just started.
Chris Foster loves betting. Love that kid.
Here's the thing.
If you missed it earlier, Team USA beats China by 33. The spread was 33.5. How do they know?
I love that you started.
How do they know?
Vegas, man.
Vegas.
How do
they know?
Those guys are good.
But the female Yao Ming, as she's referred to, knocked down two free throws. China was down 35 with 1.6 seconds left or something like that. She coolly knocks down two free throws to make the final margin 33, and Chris gets locked out of his minus 33.5.
On like the final minutes, I was kind of scrambling back there. I'm getting ready for the show and everything, and they're talking about this as it's, you know, getting down to the wire, the crew is. And Matt Hicks, one of our fine directors here, was talking about how she's just constantly living at the line. And I'm like, once he said that, I'm like, what is, like, USA, like, intentionally fouling her? Like, that seems bizarre when the talent gap is what it is, right? You know, I didn't realize she was a full 7 foot.
7 foot, 3 inches tall. Ziyu Zhang is her name. Ziyu Zhang.
Wow.
Hope I'm pronouncing that okay. Back to, are we sure? What do you got?
Are we sure? We got a few more left. Okay, are we sure the Dodgers and Yankees should be the favorite to meet in the World Series?
Okay, this is an interesting question because while I believe it's wide open, and while I would not bet on that matchup, right? I would bet, as I mentioned the other day, Red Sox versus Phillies. Yes, I am sure that those two teams should be the actual favorites.
Okay.
That doesn't mean that I think... They're both likely, or either is likely, to get to the World Series because the nature of the format is the Yankees are going to have to play a best of three if they don't overcome the Rays. I think they're down three games right now in the AL East. And the Dodgers are in a dogfight with the Braves for the number two seed right now. They're both three wins behind the Brewers. Remember, it's only the two top seeds that get the bye in the first round. So even the Dodgers might be subjected to a best of three. So it's a different question. Do I think they'll get there? Either or both? No, but yes, they both still should be the favorites based on them being the best teams.
And that, okay, and I think you just answered it, but I feel like one or two people out there is going to be asking this question. That is just Gil Alexander would have them as the favorite. Not the Gil Alexander Sportsbook, right? Because some people are going to be like, well, everybody comes in and bets the Dodgers and Yankees.
Right. But
they're just the true favorites.
But the best of threes complicates that. So I guess mathematically, I don't know. I mean, because the best advantage you can have is missing that best of three.
Right.
And that's a massive advantage.
It is huge.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, they're the best teams per league, pardon me. Best teams per league. But the best of three complicates things.
All right, JT tweeting in at speed2burn725. And you guys are always welcome to tweet me Are We Sure suggestions. He tweets at me, are we sure that Arch Manning can play quarterback?
Yeah, I think we're pretty sure. He was really good at the end of last year.
Yeah, you struggled a little bit at the beginning, though.
Yeah, he was at the beginning.
I think JT's trying to get at, is this another Bryce Young situation coming our way?
Oh, no,
that's
stop.
4 years that no, I'm still not going to be sure.
No.
Okay. Love the questions. Are we sure, here's a Kelly personal one. Are we sure Anthony Richardson never starts in the NFL again? He got named number two on the depth chart for the Colts.
I don't know about never, so I'm not going to say I'm sure it's never, but it's trending more that way than ever. Let's put it that way.
I really hope we get to see him. That Jameis Winston 30-30 season, one of the greatest seasons I've ever watched of football. I feel like Anthony Richardson has that potential.
You love Anthony Richardson.
I do. Are we sure?
I genuinely hope his eye is okay.
Yes, yeah, seriously.
I don't think we've made enough of that.
No, yep, you're right. Are we sure the Cardinals or the Dolphins will have the worst record in the NFL?
I am sure, and you didn't even have to say the Cardinals in that sentence. Yeah. I think the Dolphins, if the Dolphins do not have the worst record in the NFL this year, it's a pretty big upset. They might just be that bad. I would go under on 3.5. I really would.
All right. Andrew Maxwell chiming in. Are we sure the Cronkies will improve the Angels?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I mean, first of all, you can insert any name besides Stan Kroenke. Anybody who made that purchase is going to improve on Artie Moreno.
That's a great call.
Artie Moreno had Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani for 6 years together. They got nothing to show for it. And you're in the best market in the – I mean, some people aren't L.A. fans, but you're obviously one of the best, if not the best market in the entire country. I know it's Anaheim. It's not – I know it's Orange County. It's not L.A. proper, but come on. Absolutely, they will improve on this.
All right. Well, that's the end of Are We Sure? Thanks to our title sponsor. Oh, wait, that's still available. Maybe a water brand.
Sponsored by no one.
Yeah. Open sponsorship opportunity.
Gave
here.
That horrible contract to Rendon. We can go on and on.
Want to hit the club?
Yeah. Let's do it. Hit the club. Speaking of Ben Wilson, his family.
Oh, here's a look ahead at his wedding.
Boom, 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 boom. Oh, when is the Ben Wilson wedding happening?
1 year away.
You know what one of my big regrets from this summer is? Missing Jason Weingarten's wedding.
Yeah, I really wish you would have attended too.
We are really upset about that.
That would have been nice.
I think Jason's a little offended, by the way. But I'll have to make good with it.
Really want to go to Ben's. I don't know if I'm going to make the cut. He kind of warned me. Limited. Big families.
Big families.
And of course, it's a nice location.
Oh, really? Where is it? Oh, no, you can't say?
I don't want to say, but it's a nice location.
Paparazzi might show up.
Sounds like a great wedding.
Helicopters might show up.
Sounds like one that definitely has an open bar, and I'd have a great time.
Only two tennis bets today. We split on the dogs yesterday, so a very small gain. Bublik on the men's side, +148 versus Tommy Paul. Taylor Townsend, +144 versus Deanna Schneider. Want to talk quarters?
Love it. Let's hit some updated quarter prices. We're a little short on time here. We can clean this up later, though.
All right. Men's side.
Yeah, let's hit first quarter.
Sasha Zverev has Sasha Zverev has played two long five setters into the night, but he's winning that quarter still. There's none of those guys is going to topple him in his quarter. It's pretty smooth at this point.
Okay, and just a heads up, these are currently down as matches have started, but these were what the odds were this morning for the quarter.
Let's put it this way. Anybody who could have beaten him, Hodar, Musetti, Dimonor, Alice, they're all gone. So at -400, it's still his quarter despite the toll on his body. Oh, is that all we got?
Okay. Oh, yeah, well, we got to go to break.
We'll do more after Fezzik, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. We'll check on the last segment, yeah.
Because Steve Fezzik is next. Boy, the timing was great there, huh?
Yeah.
One of our finer moments. Steve Fezzik, the star of Fezzik Fridays. I'll try to be nicer this week. try next on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.